With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is the co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training in Florida. He's the author of a wonderful book called The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter, and a new book that's soon to be published by Sophia Institute Press. Alan, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Father, good to be back. Hope you guys are doing okay up there.
So far, so good. How are things down south?
So far, so good. Everything's about the same everywhere. I think we just have to look for positives, you know, inside everything.
Well, and like I said, you know, the new normal for us is God's grace. And that's really, to me, the key. And hopefully families have been finding having to spend a lot more time together than maybe they usually have in the past. Those new avenues of God's grace and the discovery of each other and to recognize, geez, the kids aren't so bad, or the kids saying, geez, you know, mom and dad, you know, aren't quite the big meanies I thought they were.
Let's hope that that's the way things are going. I think, you know, I just did a post today on our Facebook page and on our YouTube page about, you know, how the kind of the birth of the church happened in a quarantine where, you know, we the apostles are up in the upper room and you know, this is kind of where, you know, we got closer to God in our solemnity and in our quarantine and our being away from everyone else and waiting for the Holy Spirit to come next, you know, Pentecost Sunday. And what an exciting time it is for our church. And even though, you know, we're facing all kinds of fears now, and there seems like there's a new fear every day that's presented to us, you know, if we look through our history, you know, we can see what our destiny is going to be because God's got our backs.
I like that image. I'm going to have to use it. If I use it, I'll have to send you a quarter at your royalty fee for it. But it's worth that's. I really like that. They're huddled in the upper room, their own kind of self-imposed quarantine. And then when the Holy Spirit comes, there's no such thing as social distancing now. The Holy Spirit will come into the hearts of them, and they'll pray for the 3,000 people that were converted on that first Pentecost.
What an amazing thing to witness, you know. And I think we were actually witnessing sort of the same thing. I know this isn't what we planned on talking about today, but it's kind of an exciting topic that, you know, we are experiencing these same things. I've seen and heard so many new people that are finding Jesus that never, you know, really found him before, that lost sight of him because they've had, you know, some alone time and some time to study scripture and some time to really see that God comes through for them, you know, even if it seems that, like, it's at the last minute for them, that God is really pulling through for, you know, for these people, especially in their time of need.
Can you tell us a couple of stories you've heard?
Oh, sure. You know, just, you know, people, I know a man that has a business, you know, and he came in the other day and it was about, you know, 3 weeks ago, and everything's the other day to me, my wife says. But he came in, you know, about 3 weeks ago, and he was talking to me, and he said, you know, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. You know, I wanted to get, you know, some signs for my business, and he's like, I'm just not sure what I'm going to do right now. He's like, if I don't get, you know, increase my sales, you know, I'm just not sure how I'm going to handle this. You know, this is all that I've known how to do for the last, you know, 30 years. And I said, well, have you been praying about it? And, you know, and I'm never afraid to say that, you know, I'm really never afraid to say, are you praying? It doesn't matter. You know, I have a sign company in Orlando, but whoever I talk to, you know, if they're talking about the stressful time in their life, I always just say, you know, are you praying about it? Are you praying? You're asking God to help. And he said, no, it's one thing I haven't done. He said, but it can't hurt. And I said, okay, well, let's, you know, maybe we could pray together. So we kind of, my employees are looking at me like, oh my gosh, like this guy, you know. And so we just prayed, and I said, God, you know, I know that you're there for him and just need to see your grace and know and take all the anxiety that he has and just turn it into a blessing, you know, and made it a really short prayer. And I said, amen. And he goes, all right, well, let's see. I go, well, look, if it doesn't work, you can get your money back here. And so he laughed, you know, we went our ways. So he came in Friday, and he goes, man, your prayer worked. And I said, well, first of all, thank you. It's not my prayer. It was our prayer together, and it was to God. So if anything, anyone deserves the blessing, it's God. I said, well, what happened? He said, man, he goes, that day that I left here, he said, I'm getting into my car in your parking lot, and somebody asked me if, and he does tile work. He said, somebody asked me if I could do, you know, give them an estimate. He goes, I did a small job for them, and they ended up owning a huge, like, commercial realty company, and he said, and I'm getting a bunch of work from them. He goes, and the best part, he goes, the name of their company, Good Faith Contracting. He goes, I'm getting back to church. It doesn't matter. He goes, I don't care if people think I'm crazy. He's like, I'm getting back to church.
Oh, Lord, that is a great, great story. And I should say, it doesn't surprise me. This is kind of how God works. The guy walks out, gets in his car, and kaboom. You know, and as I said, Alan, you know, my understanding, this new normal that everyone talks about is not the new normal of the gospel. The new normal of the gospel is what happened to that guy. Now he knows that if he trusts in the Lord, that great things are going to happen.
Well, I think you said something really, really key a while ago. And when you said, you know, this is our new normal, you know, this is the new normal for us. This is nothing new to God. I mean, nothing is new to God. God has experienced everything. He created everything. But this is new to us. When we actually put our faith in God, sometimes when our back's against the wall and we get our fight ourselves into a corner, we have no other way out but to say, okay, God, let's see what you can do. God comes through. You know, and even if it's not in the way that we think it's going to, you know, and it's kind of like those commercials on TV for, you know, the miracle spring water. Send me a dollar, I'll send you miracle spring water, and you go straight to heaven. Well, that's not how God works. That's nope. How a televangelist works, and that's how he makes his money. But what I'm saying is, if we put our faith in God and say, okay, God, whatever you want, if that means if I fail, that's what you wanted, because I've tried everything that I can do, every skill that you gave me, I've used. Every prayer that I could say to you, I've said. And so at this point, I'm trusting you to wherever you lead me, wherever you lead this path, I'm going to praise you no matter if my business fails, no matter if everything doesn't go the way that I thought it should go, you have something better for me. I posted something on Facebook the other day, and I'm really not that good with Facebook, honestly, and I posted it to a page that, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, that I didn't know that I posted it to. So what happened was I had a video, and it was just about encouraging and telling people, you know, that, you know, we can't be entitled. The only thing that we're entitled to is to going to heaven, and because we're God's sons and daughters, and you know, we have generational blessings. And the video was just a very uplifting type of video that I did. Well, I posted it on a parents page for my daughter's college, and I didn't know that that's what I did. I thought it was like a Catholic parenting page that I posted it on, but apparently it was for this college, and it's not a religious-based college. So I got a bunch of comments from it, you know, and it was funny because a lot of people were taking offense because they got stuck on the word that I said entitled. And instead of listening to the rest of the video, it's kind of like you do a homily and people get stuck on something that you said, and they don't listen to the message. They just heard the word. And sometimes we treat God the same way. It's like, well, I didn't get the message, but I heard what, you know, my goal didn't come through, my job didn't come through, or I lost my business, or I lost money on that deal, and God, you were supposed to have my back. And it's like we're missing the big picture. And so it's so important to take that time and just praise God for absolutely everything in our lives, even if it's a slowdown, so that we can get closer to him.
Well, hopefully some of the people that were more friendly to your, who actually got the message, were more friendly to your your message there.
Oh, yeah, and the thing is, it's like, you know, they just said, well, no, this isn't the page to post this on, and you're, you know, this is shameless self-promotion, and they said, you know, what about the kids that are supposed to graduate this year? Don't you think they're entitled? And I said, absolutely, you're 100% right, they are absolutely entitled to graduate, but, and, you know, anytime you hear but God in the Bible is one of my favorite little verses to look for. Anytime you hear but God or see but God, yep, he's got something so much better coming. And I said, but God has probably got something just amazing planned for these kids. And a lot of people that were, you know, that were kind of like, hey, this isn't the place to post this video, they started to kind of chime in and say, you know what, you're right, and we never thought about it that way, and God is amazing, you know. And the one lady that just kept going, I said, listen, honestly, I said, God bless you, you know, if this video offends you, just take it off. I said, you know, God is for everybody, but not everybody is for God, so if it just offends you, just take it off the page. And she goes, oh, no, I love God, you know. And so it was like,
wow.
Yeah, it was like, what are you saying? Do you not want me to post? I didn't mean to post it here. I never apologized for it because I didn't get that far. They took the video off the page, so whatever. You know, nothing really bothers me. I know God's got a plan. Maybe somebody heard me talking about God that is shocked that, you know, I would be bold enough to say something about God to a group of people who aren't ready to hear it. But maybe that changed them, and maybe that planted the seed that they needed to give them hope. You know, you never know who hears a word of hope. Somebody might be, you know, sitting there with a, you know, ready to end things, and they hear a word of hope, and that God's got something better planned for them, and they push on. And that's, you know, God works in those ways.
Well, Alan Migliarato, you're absolutely right on that. Our mistake, God uses as an opportunity. And just by people saying, I never thought of that before, introducing God into the situation where they might have it compartmentalized, where that's just an hour on Sunday or 45 minutes on Sunday, if that. Now all of a sudden they see the connections that's going to open up a whole new pathway. At least that's the gift.
Yeah, that's the hope, that we hope that we see the connections between, you know, what God has going on in our lives and the chaos that we're creating for ourselves and how that, you know, God has provided a way out. We just have to trust Him.
Well, Alan Migliarato, thank you so much for being with us today. We didn't get to the topic of peer pressure. We'll have to do that next time. But we had a good discussion, especially just on the power of faith and bringing it to people who aren't thinking about it. So if people want to find out more about Adventure Catholic Leadership Training, where can we send them?
Go to AdventureCatholic.com, or you can look me up on Facebook, Adventure Catholic. And I'm sorry, I get very passionate about talking about God, and I probably drive everybody there at the station crazy, so we hardly ever hit the topics that we're supposed to, but thank you so much for being flexible.
Hey, we're not making any mistakes here on this. We're talking about the Lord. That's what driving home the faith is all about, Alan. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. God bless.